Just saw this news story where Lindsay Kennedy, a name you won't remember, but we have talked about her before. She's the woman who was found coming out of a Florida storm drain and said that she had lived down there for 3 weeks. Remember this?
Yeah,
naked woman comes out of a storm drain and she somehow survived down there for 3 weeks.
Why? Well,
she said that she got lost and trapped down there and lost when exploring near her boyfriend's home.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah. She took several wrong turns in the tunnel system, got lost, and didn't know how to get back out. And after she was rescued, she was so weak that she could hardly stand up on her own.
What did she eat for 3 weeks? Rats?
I don't know. But the latest news is that she climbed out of a 6-foot storm drain on Saturday night here in Grand Prairie. She went from Florida to here because she was going to a rehab facility.
I thought there may have been a storm drain tour she was on or something.
Or that she got from Florida to Texas via the storm drains.
Maybe.
But when Grand Prairie police supposedly approached her, she ran away from them into a nearby storm drain.
What?
And her family tracked her using an app on her cell phone.
I don't believe any of this.
And as a precaution, her loved ones dropped bags of food and Gatorade in nearby manholes in an effort to sustain her.
Stupid. There's nothing. Is this an Onion story?
No, it's on an actual news site.
This did not happen.
She's in the hospital on a psychiatric hold.
I am highly skeptical that she lasted 3 weeks in a sewer system.
Okay, look up her name, Lindsay Kennedy, and it's Lyndsey. And then Kennedy spelled like the guy who didn't like this Dealey Plaza visit.
Autofill is Lindsay Kennedy Storm Drain.
There you go. See there? And see if you can add Grand Prairie to it and see if you see it on a bunch of different websites.
She's not a disaster.
What does that mean? I think a lot of things have gone wrong in her life, sir.
I just don't believe this. 3 weeks.
Are you seeing the Grand Prairie part of the story?
Yes, I'm seeing the Grand Prairie part
see
of the
there?
Story.
It's legit.
The Grand Prairie police posted this, so...
Uh-huh. So that woman that made national news in Florida, surviving 3 weeks in a storm drain, now is calling our storm drains home. So...
It's really a...
She can survive for 3 weeks if her family and friends are dropping care packages down there.
Yeah.
If they're lowering
every half
lotion in a basket down to her.
Every half block, there's Gatorade and a bag of food.
Yeah, maybe. A bag of Funyuns and Gatorade. You're fine.
You guys aren't weirded out by this story?
Oh, yeah. It's really strange.
Like, why is she this storm drain creature where she lived for 3 weeks in a Florida storm drain, and now when police chase her, she slips...
They say she thrives down there.
She slips into a Grand Prairie storm
she's
drain?
She's grown 3 times in size.
It's so weird. Let's get her a ticket stock.
Yeah, let's just
we
get
have to
her
build
better
a storm
so
drain
she doesn't
for her.
Run the storm drains all the time.
Let's do that with one of those side rooms at the Plano Center. Set it up like a storm drain.
She was in an abusive relationship, according to her mother, and has post-traumatic stress disorder. Go ahead, Craig.
I don't doubt any
Go ahead,
of
talk
that.
About building a storm drain for her at ticket stock and make all your fun.
We'll get back to that later. I don't doubt any of that. I do doubt that she lived for 3 weeks in a storm drain.
So you're doubting her major accomplishment. That's all she
yes.
needs right now is for
yes.
you.
It's pretty impressive to live down there for 3 weeks.
To not believe the thing that leads her CV. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Sewer water, waste, rats. No way. She
and
came
out. Funyuns and Gatorade.
She would pop out every once in a while and hit a 7-Eleven and then pop back down.
She'd pop out and get hit with a padded mallet. and go back down in there and wait and pop up again.
It's not that great a game.
Boffamole?
Yeah.
Is it whack-a-mole or boffamole? What is it called?
Maybe it's whack.
I know crack is. And another little piece of news that you guys may find this very comforting to hear. Airlines are now saying that they are going to delay the reintroduction of alcohol on planes.
Good idea.
Three of them have anyway. Southwest said that they're going to postpone the return of alcohol sales to an unspecified time of their choosing. They had planned to resume sales of alcohol on their flights to Hawaii this month and a few other longer flights. But now they say, yeah, we're going to wait a little bit because the incidents have gone up so much of people getting out of control. American Airlines also said that they are suspending alcohol sales in the main cabin, but they will still sell to people in business and first class.
Those paying more can clearly handle their alcohol.
Is that the idea? No, why are they still selling it up there?
I guess they feel like if those people are paying so much, they need to spiff them with a little alcohol. I don't know.
And United has said that they will sell beer, wine, and hard seltzer on most flights over 800 miles in length. And previously they were going to reintroducing on flights over 200 miles, but now they said, nah, we're going to up that to 800 miles. So airlines catching on to the fact that we can't handle alcohol. We have a problem with it.
Loaded up at the airport, though, right?
I know George has a problem with alcohol.
No, I don't.
Sounds like you're looking for a workaround.
How's it going with your no drinking deal?
Which one?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
The one that your family said that you had to do.
They haven't mandated anything.
You had said that you had not had any beer or liquor this year. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I went through a stretch there where I didn't have anything.
Oh, no. I went through a stretch there.
I'm doing fine.
Where I
fine,
didn't have anything.
I'm fine.
So you're back on the beer and
occasionally, not during the week.
And whiskey.
Not during the week. Weekends, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm putting on this headset again.
I want to make sure you're okay. All right, let's talk horny. I was sent this by a secret source who will be anonymously known as the Catman. And our boss, Jeff Catlin, sent me this. He said, hey, I think this would be good for the corner, but don't tell anyone that I sent you this.
Hmm.
Well, I wasn't supposed to read that part of it. Sorry. Hmm. A ranking of the horniest cities in America.
Okay.
It's right up your alley.
Ranked by Lawn Starter. What is Lawn Starter?
Isn't that like a fertilizer?
That's what I thought.
Mm. Why are they feeling it horny?
Hold on. I need a moment with that sentence. They compared the 200 biggest cities in America to try to find out which one was horniest.
I have a guess.
Based on 9 key indicators of sexual arousal. And those are the share of the single population, Google search interest in adult content,
sex toy sales.
Those are among the factors they looked at. They also surveyed 800 U.S. adults to gauge their libido levels during and after the pandemic. And so I have, in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, the horniest and the least horniest cities in America, of the top 200.
I have a guess. Cities. I have a guess for the horniest and least horny.
Okay.
Horniest Miami, least horny Salt Lake City.
Hmm. No and no.
Okay. I'll say New York City for top horny. City.
What was just said? No. Hmm. No. All right. Which do you want first? Horniest or let's start with horniest and then we'll do least horniest. Horniest. At number 10, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
At number 9, Tempe, Arizona.
College town.
Number 8, Dayton, Ohio.
College town.
Is that where Dan McDowell's from?
Dayton.
He's from Dayton?
Wow.
At number 7, Newark, New Jersey.
Weird.
At number 6, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Spring break.
At number 5 on the Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
At number 4, Providence, Rhode Island.
Huh.
I think that's a bunch of black rim glasses NPR people who have no libido.
Yeah. Those people aren't horny.
Who are in a bunch of beta marriages. At number 3, Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
Number 2, Orange, California. And at number 1, the Paradise, Nevada.
Oh, is that where the chicken ranch is?
I don't know.
The one just outside of Vegas?
I don't know. I don't know where Paradise, Nevada is.
Yeah, I think that's the chicken ranch.
You notice no Texas cities in the horniest.
We're too repressed here.
Least horniest cities. We'll start from number 191 and go down to 200. Omaha, Nebraska. McKinney, Texas at 192.
Told you, we're repressed here.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
193 is Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, that's right next to Wheaton, where I grew up.
You were conceived in the least horniest place in America?
I wasn't conceived there.
Yeah, but
I lived there.
What, did your parents take a vacation to Paradise, Nevada?
Would your parents drop you on your head?
That was not a good comeback.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. At number 194 in the least horniest, Plano, Texas.
See? Mm.
195, Brownsville, Texas.
See?
196. Why did you say C when I said Brownsville, Texas?
S-E-E.
Okay.
Because this is making my point that we're a repressed state.
196, Laredo, Texas.
Wow. Unbelievable.
197, Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
What does that mean?
I'm from Amarillo. I was born there. I know.
Yeah, you lived there for 6 months. What did you observe in 6 months?
Plenty.
Nothing.
I observed a lot of people that with no sex drive.
At 198, Cape Coral, Florida.
Huh.
199, Frisco, Texas.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And at 200, the least horniest city in America, according to a fertilizer company. I guess there's a tie in there with ovulation and conception. Midland, Texas.
Incredible.
It's all Texas.
That is amazing. What's wrong with Texas? I thought we were randy people.
We're highly conservative and very sexually repressed.
Only 2 of the 23 Texas cities in the 200 that they ranked, only 2 placed in the top 100. McAllen, Texas was number 65. And Killeen was at 73. Hmm. 7 Texas cities in the bottom 10.
I've never thought of Killeen as a horny city.
I got a lot of horny
military
people, doing stuff to each other.
I guess.
After Craigslist ads are answered. You know how it goes.
All right, Gordo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations to...
Way to go, Kat.
If you don't want to be bothered sexually, move to Frisco.
That's the corner, 934 on the-